Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thank you very much. The Old Testament prophets continually predicted the coming of the kingdom of God. The prophet Daniel mentioned three world kingdoms which would follow the Babylonian Empire. Those three kingdoms were the Medo-Persian, the Alexandrian, and the Roman. He then added, "And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all of these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." Daniel 2:44. The kingdom, the prophet said, would come, arrived in all its glory and grandeur, on the first Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We cannot be sure of the exact date of the church's establishment, but it had to be between 30 and 33 A.D. The Apostle Paul wrote the Colossian letter about 30 years later. During these 30 years, the church had increased beyond the imagination of most people. Paul wrote to the Colossians about the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and brings forth fruit as it does also in you, since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. Colossians 1:6. Later in the same chapter, the apostle encouraged the Colossians to continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Colossians 1:23. Do the expressions in all the world, Colossians 1:6, and every creature which is under heaven, Colossians 1:23, mean that all the countries of the whole world had heard the gospel? It seems unlikely that every person on the face of God's earth had actually heard the gospel of Christ. But the gospel was spreading rapidly throughout the Roman Empire. In just 30 years, the church had been planted in Asia Minor, in Europe, in North Africa, and in other parts of the world. Luke tells of the persecution which arose around the martyrdom of Stephen, and then says, "And they were scattered abroad throughout regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word." Acts 8:1-4. From a handful of Christ's disciples before the day of Pentecost, the truth of the gospel had spread over the then known world as the waters cover the sea. Why did the church of our Lord grow so rapidly in the 30 years between Pentecost and Paul's letter to the Colossians? My friends, whole books have been written on that topic, but I shall make a few suggestions before our time expires. The dynamic and faithful preaching of the gospel made an enormous impact on the world. When the Jews in Jerusalem wanted to know the power or the name behind the miracle of the healing of the lame man at the beautiful gate of the temple, Peter answered, "Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you have crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Acts 4:10-12. If preachers in every age would declare the gospel so powerfully, so uncompromisingly, their preaching would have a great influence in our day. But when we seek to please men and not God in our preaching, intelligent and devoted people will not be impressed. Why should they leave the world for the kingdom if there is no difference, or precious little difference, between the world and the kingdom? Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.